technically, we want to be...
Yes.
Hey, Emily.
And Willie, yay!
Hello.
Hi!
Oh, man. Like, it's crazy.
You're welcome to sit there, Emily, because Ryan's not coming.
Oh, okay. Wherever you want.
Yeah, wherever you want.
She chased me up here.
She did. I'm glad somebody did. Okay, well, we'll call the meeting. No, it's not quite. This is 5:29.
I'm like 30 seconds.
Yeah, I was going to say, can't you?
Good, how are you?
Delay it and let some of us read our stuff here.
All right, bye.
I know you, a lot of you like to get in and out, but you know.
Oh, we had a motion to adjourn.
No.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay. I just wanted
Willie,
to know.
Willie.
You know what I'm saying?
Willie,
you,
that's
you,
not
you,
it.
You never get Stacy around here anymore.
Yes, you do.
You know, you can never get
yes,
her.
You do.
No, you sure can't.
I'm sorry, Joyce, it went out an email, so I didn't know you hadn't had a chance to read it. I'm not trying to hurry you, really.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Because
so,
you guys always do. And that was something I was thinking of. Why do we have, you know, those of us that come should have a chance to read this stuff if we haven't had it before.
I think I emailed it over to everybody on Monday.
Do you not get your emails?
No,
we can
I'm
deliver.
Not. She called me and let me know.
Because we can physically deliver your packets to you, to the house.
Well, that would solve a problem.
Okay.
Everything's pretty simple.
Not that much. Not much stuff as last time.
No, it's
safe. We'll call the meeting to order, but we'll give you time to read stuff. How's that? So, could you do attendance, please,
yes.
Kelly?
Let's see. Susan?
Yes.
Joyce?
Yes.
Elise? Yes. Jill?
Absent.
Willie?
Yes.
Brian? Jason Miller?
He's thinking.
Yes.
Poor Ryan.
So, we don't have minutes because we currently don't have a staff member to type minutes.
Yes,
so
I apologize. We will be going back out to bid the union position sometime in February. So hopefully that will produce a candidate that is eligible to do the job. And then we will play catch up with minutes for both this meeting, or for design review board and planning commission.
So, just to reiterate from last time Al Horvath had given us a request for a certificate of appropriateness so that he could do a steel awning on the building, the Radabaugh building, and the part where the woodworkers are, the hi-fi place. And he wanted to do a steel awning because he said it'll last longer and look nicer longer. Unfortunately, our guidelines tell us not to approve steel awnings unless there's historic proof that steel awnings or some sort of metal awning have been there before. It's a building that's non-contributing because it's been badly altered over the years. It has this really horrible siding on it, and it's three parcels put together.
Two?
Okay, thank you. Two parcels put together, and the problem is, even though it's non-contributing, it's in the district, and anything that we approve in the district would then be something we have to prove for everybody. We can't say, well, this building's non-contributing, let's let them do this, because once we let them do it, everybody would, you know, there'd be grounds for that. So that's the dilemma we're in. Al was not at the last meeting. He's not at this meeting because his mother is quite ill, I guess, and I'm sorry for what he's going through. But at the last meeting, we voted to table it to this meeting. So we have to have this meeting because that's what the motion included. Stacy and I talked during the week about, well, could we table it again by doing an electronic vote, and we don't have the ability to do electronic voting. We could, at some time in the future, if we want to, approve doing electronic voting, but we don't have that ability now. So that's why we ask you to be here and talk about it, and we can either approve, disapprove, or table the canopy motion.
Right, so tabling isn't going to bring a different result, right? You're either going to approve it or not approve it at the next meeting. I don't believe Mr. Horvath will attend one either.
Okay.
I can tell you that we did a little bit of research. I did research several other communities' guidelines. Again, this building is odd because it makes two parcels or two addresses, 187 2nd Street, and that was built in 1942, and then 185, which was built in 1907. Both of those time periods were really before metal awnings kind of came into play in downtown. However, I have a stack of papers. This one is from Worcester. This one is from the National Park Service. This one is from Cleveland Heights. And they all do recommend that we stay with canvas awnings if historically metal awnings weren't already previously provided on the building. Mr. Horvath, I know in the email correspondence, stated that he has seen metal awnings in other downtowns. One picture that he did provide us was from a new build, commercial type. It was like a Panera or something in a new build. And then the other one he kept referencing was Wadsworth's Library. I did some research. Wadsworth's Library was built in 1952. Then there were renovations and additions done in 2002. If you look at the building itself, there are metal awnings on it, but those metal awnings are located on the portions of the building that were built in 2002, not the 1952 part. Also, the City of Wadsworth did not have historic design guidelines passed until 2017 when their Main Street director took over that task and had them complete. So that's what we're working with. When I asked Mr. Horvath, and you'll see our email correspondence.
That's what you just got if you didn't get a chance to read it online.
Well, they're in your packet. So the yellow response is his responses to my questions or my emails. But he also indicated that he Googled metal awnings, and the pictures that he provided is what popped up. So he couldn't give me a specific address to a building in a main street or a downtown that was pertinent to what he was doing here. And I know in the past you guys also questioned the vinyl siding that is on the building that is terrible. We did find a certificate of appropriateness from 2005. And I do have pictures provided in the packet that show what it was, and they're calling it pebble board. And the pebble board was approved to be removed and replaced with vinyl siding. I just wanted to share that bit of information.
It was gross before, too.
With you. It was gross before. So that's just a little bit of what we've been working on since our last meeting as far as the staff and communications with Mr. Horvath. So I will answer any questions.
Yes, I have one. Well, you know, I'm not getting why we're going into depth about this. First of all, my question is had anyone planned on attending today?
Mr. did not tell me he was not attending until about 2 hours ago.
Okay, so in essence, he was planning on coming. Mm-hmm. Okay, then, well, you know.
And we could not cancel the meeting because when you guys voted.
Well, you know, it's not the meeting, but why would we go in depth about it and so forth when he's not here to necessarily ask some questions? You know, we should just table it as we did last month. Can we table it until we get him here so that if there's any questions the remaining of the board has or anything of that nature or ideas, we can direct them to the source and we won't be basically hypothetically sitting here for 15 minutes talking about something and we still have to go over it again when he's in our presence.
You can't make him come to a meeting.
Well, I thought he was coming. My understanding was is that when he counseled with you, he had planned on coming, but something came up. Mm-hmm. Is that the core?
His mom is in a nursing home, and he's spending time with her.
Well, you know, if did he tell you he planned on coming to the next meeting, or, I mean, what did...
We didn't discuss further meetings. We discussed this one.
Oh, so he's looking forward to either pass or you know.
I told him that I would email him in the morning to let him know the outcome of this meeting.
The outcome, my outcome, you know, I like to make the suggestion that we get him here in front of us, you know, because you did research. You've done research on it.
But that research isn't going to change. So either you're going to approve it or you're not going to approve it. I don't know. I mean, the request is this metal awning, and the research is going to stay the same.
Yeah. The guidelines from the Department of Interior, as well as all these other places that Stacy has found, say don't do metal awnings unless there's historic proof that a metal awning was there before. So, pardon, Willie?
How does anyone else feel? You know, I mean, I want to hear someone else elaborate on it.
I mean, the way I look at it is I'm reading his thing, and he says, I refuse to put up a cheap canvas awning on this building and another project. So what's the other project?
I think he's talking about the restaurant, the building he's getting ready. That was the restaurant that I think if you read some of the email correspondences, didn't you talk about the building he was taking over and doing?
Which one is that?
It's the one across the street from him. I don't remember the address. But again, he's not required to put an awning up, right? And there are better materials than just the fabric awnings that have been used in the past. Al's Corner Restaurant has a tight black vinyl awning, and it looks like it did the day that he installed it, I don't know, 3 years ago. So I think it depends on the type of material. Materials have changed. But again, it's not going to be... have to think about it not as a money standpoint, but what is correct for the period of the downtown, because this board is here to preserve the character of the buildings and to continue to
continue.
I know I'm losing my words.
No, the important thing is to be consistent.
Unfortunately, though, this building is not consistent. The way that it looks and the way that it sits right now is not even close to any of the other buildings.
But it's in the district, so anything we approve, anybody in the future could say, well, you approved it for him. Why can't, you know, he's in the district.
I guess, you know, me being kind of new to this, I don't understand that. Like, why can't you do...
Because you're setting a precedent. So in the district,
I understand a precedent. I understand the precedent piece, mm-hmm. But I don't, like, that building's, like, by doing this to that building, it's actually going to make it look better. However, the older building that he's going to put his restaurant and stuff in, obviously, that's a totally different look, and that's not going to get approved.
That's right.
So, I guess I don't understand why there can't be a case-by-case basis. And it's, again, forgive my ignorance.
It comes down to precedent.
Well, Madam President, I don't mean to... push the car down the road, but I think, you know, I like to enter an emotion. And my motion is that we disapprove it.
That we don't approve it, right?
Right. Can I get a second on that, somebody?
So what's the alternative, just nothing?
So he doesn't have to install one. If you guys deny it, he has the ability to go before BZBA and challenge it.
Is he open to a conversation? Do you think about like the vinyl canopy that Al's has?
I mean, I told him that we wanted to have a conversation about the types of material, and he seemed very, and Holly talked to him personally on the phone. I talked to him via email. You can see the response there. Again, if you guys table it and you're going to require him to come in, I will absolutely relay that information. If you want to discuss him having the canvas type material.
But that's something that we don't need to have him come in here and vote for you to be able to have that conversation with him. That could be in the letter, the follow-up letter or something.
Well, could I reword it then? My motion?
We don't have a second, so you can.
I can reword it.
I believe you may.
I like to make a motion that we disapprove it upon the idea of him having discussions with whomever. The director or whomever, you or whomever.
Well, if you're going to disapprove it, there's no reason to have a conversation with me.
If you disapprove it and there's no sense in having a conversation, I make a motion that we disapprove it.
Do I have a second on Willie's motion to disapprove the request for a certificate of appropriateness for the awning this building on Second Street?
There does not have to be a second. That particular motion can
What you're telling me, what is everyone thinking here? Am I, you know, somebody speak up. If you wanted to approve it, speak up.
I'd like to make a small point. I know I don't have a vote or anything in this, but, you know, to your point of, you know, approving this one, but then kind of having the notion that knowing full well he will come through with another, and knowing, well, we're not going to approve that one, I think that kind of proves point of precedent, because he will come and say over and over and over again, in all of his emails, he's saying over and over and over again, it's classy, I don't like his materials. He's going to want a metal awning on that next building.
I realize that, but again, I'm trying, but we have, correct me if I'm wrong, we have the ability to vote yes or no on anything, right?
Right.
So, the standards are the standards, but you should still abide by the standards that are set forward through the State Historic Preservation Office.
Right, and I'm not trying to go against it. Mm-hmm. However, you're dealing with an anomaly. You're dealing with a building that...
I truly understand that, and I'm just thinking from a standpoint of when I go to court or when I go to BZA.
Sure.
BZA, I'm gonna stand there, and they're going to be like, well, this is a metal awning. This shouldn't have been approved. Well, why can't this one be approved? And I can't say anything to that, right? So I lose my authority when I get challenged. And that has happened. Luckily, I've still not lost a case, but again, that just makes it more difficult.
What you feel?
Moving forward.
So if we deny it, what are the options? Like, he doesn't put one up. He does a canvas one that he doesn't like. He does a vinyl one similar to Green Diamond.
But again, not liking something is not a reason to not want to follow the guidelines. And I completely understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, I agree. I'm looking at his emails and the, you know, someone doesn't throw out "I refuse" if they don't like, you know what I mean? So he's just, and I know of him, I've met him once or twice, but I've never dealt with him. So, and I'm not trying to create a problem down the road, I'm just looking at what's best for this building, the way it looks right now.
Absolutely.
I want to share that twice in the past, a long time ago, he came to this board for different approvals, and both times he had already purchased the materials. So the first time we were nice about it, and we, you know, didn't have to be, but we were. The second time, I said, we just went through this, Al. You know you're supposed to come to us for approval because there are guidelines. And
okay, that's fine. So
that's my history with Al Horvath. And
I will share this with you. I mean, I'll be long-winded, but this was from design guidelines from a company that I actually reached out to review our guidelines. They had won several awards for what they've done in other communities. So they, in 2021, updated Cleveland Heights design guidelines. And I'll just read this from the awnings portion. Awnings were familiar images in the early urban and industrial American life, often defining a business storefront as well as the visual character of historic streetscapes. Awnings shelter passerby, reduce glare, and conserve energy by controlling sunlight entering store windows. Historic colors, patterns, and balance shapes were varied. Some dyed a solid color with shade of slate, tan, and green, especially popular, while others boldly were striped. Folding arm awnings operated either vertically or horizontally, in addition to the 19th century fixed arm awnings. Covers included canvas duck fabric, which was highly flammable, which is fun, and tended to stretch, fade, and mildew. Vinyl plastic coatings decreased fading and improved water resistant after World War II. By the 1960s, vinyl resin, acrylic fibers, and polyester materials were used to provide a longer-lasting awning cover. Homeowners employed fabric awnings as early as the 1800s. During the 50s, aluminum awnings became popular with homeowners. In the 1960s, flat metal canopies became vogue, often used when remodeling early commercial storefronts. Recommendations for storefronts and awnings. Retain historic storefronts or reinstate using historical documentation. If no documentation is available, use contemporary and compatible design and materials. Where there is historic precedent, use the use of weather-resistant, non-shiny acrylic fabric approximating the look of canvas is preferred for awning fabric. Awning should be installed with care not to damage historic fabric or visually impair distinctive architectural features. Clamps and fasteners used to attach the awning frames should penetrate mortar joints rather than the brick. Awning placement size and shape must be compatible with the historic character of the building. So you can still get that contemporary design, but again, non-shiny acrylic fabric is preferred. And this was updated from 2021. And they referenced National Park Service Rehabilitation Historic Storefronts and National Park Service, the use of awnings on historic buildings, repairs, and replacements in new design.
So, we're going to sit here and go round and round till tomorrow.
No, well, we're just educating ourselves and having a discussion.
My question is, would you be able to copy that and send it to Al so he has some ideas of other options?
I can do whatever you guys want to do.
Yeah, I guess that's okay with me as far as denying it, but giving him options.
I was just going to say
this is what's approved, but we cannot approve X, this is what we can approve. Pick something or I did personally, I don't like no and not giving an explanation. I mean,
yeah,
you tried explanations, but like this is like it, you're not getting metal, so this is what you can do. You like it or don't, I guess.
Jalees, do you have anything else to say?
I was just going to say the same thing, denying and then change the material going forward. So if we have consistency along the downtown area with awnings, just consistency.
Yeah.
So in our report from that we got again that we had last time, there is a motion on page 3 that says, after review, it does not appear that the requested changes to the building will fit harmoniously within the district. Barberton Design Review Board does not recommend the issuance of a certificate of appropriateness for 125 Second Street Northwest based on the below reasons.
That address should be changed.
Oh, I didn't think that was right, but I was reading what was in there.
And 187.
So So, Willie, is that okay that, that's your motion? Then do we have a second for that?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Jason.
What is the reason for?
Thanks for getting it.
The
reasons.
The materials are not recommended. The metal awnings should not be used in a historic district. Unless there's precedent, but I don't think you want to go into that.
Perfect, thank you.
And then you'll send him a copy of that?
Yep.
Okay.
That was good.
Okay. Any more discussion before we vote?
Say that we did do the metal awning. You want a metal awning on his next business, too.
Correct.
Seems like it.
Mm-hmm. And that's not
going to
happen.
And that's not what we're pushing for. That's not
unfortunately,
what
you can't. As much as I want to approve this or try to force it through, I can't because the next one's not going to get done.
Like, it's going to get
gonna look terrible.
Down the road.
So it's going to look terrible to put it on a historical building, whereas it would look amazing on this building because it's the way that it's structured. Right. You can't do it. So that's why I second it. So.
Thank you. And Joyce, did you have anything you wanted to add? You've been quiet. Did you have anything you wanted to add?
Only that I know of Al Horvath for a lot of years.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't want that to prejudice what I'm going to vote.
Okay.
Yeah, let's vote.
Then we'll do the roll call vote, please.
Okay, Susan, can I just make a comment before we move forward? Now, our quorum and our vote is based on a group of seven. So all four of you have to vote unanimously or it fails and then it would be approved. Does that make sense?
So there's five of us, so.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I count.
Good job. I don't. Okay, so you have to have four out of the five.
Okay, so the motion is stated in the, we do not approve it. So a yes vote means we do not approve it. Okay, everybody get that? A no vote means that you want to approve it. Okay.
Okay, Susan?
Yes.
Joyce?
Yes.
Jolise?
Yes.
Jill?
Willie?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Righty. We do not approve. I'm righty. Yes.
Jason?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Motion carried. Okay.
Okay.
It's a delicate situation. My guess is, off the record, that he already has it. So, because of his past history of buying things and then asking for permission. But
I do appreciate everybody's time and discussion about this. I know we're working on some design guidelines that are maybe not as new as 2021 as far as review, but they're still pretty relevant.
And I went back, Stacy sent me the link for the Department of Interior's guidelines, so I was reading those, and I felt really comfortable with what's in our guidelines based on what's in the Department of Interior guidelines. So, thank you very much. I know that's tough, because it is a building that's very problematic and non-contributing, but we really do have to be concerned about precedent and legal ramifications. So, any other updates we should be aware of?
I touched base on this briefly. Like I said, we talked about it for a short period of time in our last meeting, the want to review our design guidelines to see if there's anywhere where we need to add anything, update materials. I have reached out to a couple companies, I think four. I heard back from two of them. One actually gave me a quote for like $35,000 to review and make adjustments. I know a lot of the design guidelines now are including ADA compliance. They're including art and murals. So
oh,
I feel
cool.
Like that would be kind of really cool to add because I know we're doing a lot with the Arts and Entertainment District. So we're going to keep moving forward with that. I did put in the budget $50,000 in and out of
go towards design guideline updates. So once that's presented to City Council, I'm hoping that that portion of the budget passes for the various reviews that we have for our guidelines.
Great.
I don't have anything else unless you guys have questions for me. We're going to continue to work with Main Street, to work with Art. Yep.
Where are we at on here? Miscellaneous discussion?
Yep.
Okay. My question might be away from the discussion we just had pertaining to 182 and so forth.
That's
I just
okay.
have a question. I'm not for sure, but I think it is. We put an awning on VFW since we're in discussion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can ask.
You got approval.
I can ask. This board approved it. If you guys remember, our commander came and spoke, and we approved it.
Right.
And it's on 6th Street down there, in case anybody hasn't seen it. It went underneath
it's
the
on
short
the
one, not the main
building.
One on Tusk,
mm-hmm.
the one on 6th Street. All of our, when the paperwork came before us, all of our paperwork was in order. Our fees was paid and things of that nature. Am I correct?
Yeah. And your material is canvas. And it matches what was already approved on the front of the building.
Right. So, I don't want to go back to what we just got done talking about. But what I'm simply saying is, I agree with you know, everyone that we can't sit here and you know, if you would have approved that, if this board would have approved it, I would have been upset, to be honest. I'm just gonna tell you from the bottom of my heart. Because not because VFW things of that nature, but if there's seven of us, we got to set a standard to whereas everybody meets that standard, irregardless.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm like him. I want the business. I don't want to turn nobody down. I wish it was me trying to start the business. That mean I got money, honey, but I don't have any of that. So, but what I'm simply saying is that I feel bad, but then again, I feel that I'm standing up for something. My vote is speaking that we're not against you. We're for the city of Barberton abiding by our laws and our bylaws, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm good. I like to make a motion that we adjourn.
Have a second?
Second.
Does anybody have any other questions?
I'm
I'll be available after the meeting.
I know. I felt bad when everybody, when no one was second the motion. I said, oh no, Willie, what did you get into?